It's here and now.
You can be a book explorer, exploring stories. Every book is like a door.
And adventure lies on the other side. So come on, we'll show you it's true.
You're a book explorer too.
A clip from the TV show Dora the Explorer extolling the virtues of reading a book, which is getting harder to do with all the competition from screens, from televisions to iPads. But this is Screen Free Week. Have you tried to tear yourself away? Screen Free Week is the creation of the Campaign for a Commercial-Free Childhood. They're a nonprofit that grew out of a conference of researchers. They're against what they see as exploitive child-targeted marketing in general. And they see Screen Free Week as another way of carving out commercial free space for kids. Susan Lin is director of the Campaign for Commercial Free Childhood and an instructor in psychiatry at Harvard Medical School. She's with us. And Dan Yaccarino is as well. He's a children's book author and illustrator, the creator of several TV shows for kids. Dan, you've written a children's book called Doug Unplugged. This is about a little child robot who's left home all day, attached to a computer, downloading things directly into his brain. But he escapes and flies out the window to do what?
Explore alternatives to the screen. That's the theme of the book. And I thought it would deliver this message in a bright, happy, optimistic way rather than unplugging from computers and digital devices. It's plugging into reality.
Yeah, plugging into the trees outside and meeting friends.
Absolutely.
I mean, just the idea that this child was left home to download directly into his brain was just probably, Susan, what you think is already happening.
There's this huge, enormous push to get very, very young children, even babies, in front of screen media and the new technologies. And it's depriving kids of opportunities to do things that are essential to their health and well-being.
But we've been hearing this for a while, and as we've been hearing it, there have been more and more ways developed for them to plug in, iPhones, iPads. When we spoke recently with Hannah Rosen, who wrote that piece in The Atlantic about toddlers and iPads, and Hannah told us that she came away concluding that parents are transferring their own neuroses about technology to their kids, and that you're shaking your head no, and that it's different if these are interactive apps. You say no.
I think that when we talk about children, we have to differentiate. We have to think about them developmentally, and we have to differentiate between babies and toddlers and older kids. What the brain science is telling us is that screen media and screen technologies for very young children are not beneficial to them.
But is it harmful?
And there's starting to be evidence that it may be harmful. For instance, early screen time is linked to delays in language development. And now researchers out at University of Washington have done MRIs with babies. And what they're finding is that for babies 0 to 1, that the language centers of their brains don't light up when they hear language on a machine. They only activate when they're hearing language from a person, and yet all of these apps are marketed as promoting language development.
Well, let's swing back over to Dan. What's an author to do with this information? You write this great book, again, Doug Unplugged, about a little robot who plugs in and downloads and then discovers this real world. But there's a good chance your publisher is going to want you to put that on a Kindle and maybe have an app for it.
It's a reality that I have to deal with as someone who publishes. My book is really advocating a balance. The character gains a small amount of information, bites of information, that he then uses when he goes out into the world where he completes his understanding or his learning of these things. So it's really informational versus experiential learning. And I ask kids when I go to schools, how many senses do we have? 5. How many senses do we use when we work or play on a computer? Mostly 2, seeing and hearing. Some of the audience insists that you can touch the computer, but then I bring up the idea, but everything feels the same. It feels like a screen. In order for us to have a deeper experience of learning and playing, we really should be using most, if not all, of our senses.
And you just don't do that on screens.
You just cannot have that experience.
But Susan, how far out of the barn is this horse? You know,
Susan, why are you doing this? Why are you coming with this terrible message? Why aren't you just saying, oh, isn't it wonderful, this technology, let's just turn kids on? We can't get the horse back in the barn, but parents aren't even getting the message. that too much screen time is harmful. On any given day, 64% of babies between 12 months and 2 years, they're watching TV and videos for an average of over 2 hours a day. That's an average. Some kids are spending 4 or 5 hours.
And the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends none for children under
two. Discouraging screen media for children under the age of two. It's too much. The data on preschool children are showing anywhere between an average of 2.2 hours a day to 4.6 hours a day. On any given day, children between the ages of 8 and 18 are consuming over 7 hours of screen media a day. It's too much, and it's habit-forming. The screens and the rapidly moving images trigger little squirts of dopamine, which is associated with pleasure and kind of mirroring what happens with addictive drugs. And talk to any adult. We're all addicted to our screens. But with kids, habits and behaviors are learned in childhood, and we need to find a way to limit it. It's easier if parents start out with none, because there's nothing that the babies and toddlers are gaining from it. And people talk about technology handling skills. We have to get technology handling skills, just like book handling skills. And there's research on the connection between book handling skills and literacy. But there's no research showing that being able to use an iPod makes you better able to use technology later. And one problem is parents see it as like a sign of intelligence. Look what my 18-month-old can do. But you can go online and finding non-human primates playing Pac-Man, you know.
Well, I'm going to jump in to say that you've pushed back and been very successful before on this kind of thinking. Yours is the group that convinced the Walt Disney Company to stop falsely promoting the Baby Einstein videos as educational for babies. You got refunds to parents who believed that. You organized parents around the country to stop Bus Radio. That's a company that was broadcasting student-targeted ads on school buses. Do schools have to buy into this? What if the kid's coming home with homework for their iPad?
Screen Free Week does not prevent children from doing homework.
I'm
sorry. We're not, you know, we're not advocating stopping homework. Parents can go to work, you know, use email, communicate, it's fine. We're talking about entertainment, screen media.
Or gratuitous.
Give yourself a break. Yeah. Find something else that's fun to do, you know, enjoy life.
We can't turn our back on technology.
Absolutely
that would be
not.
Utterly foolish.
Well,
we shouldn't all go home and churn butter, which would be a lovely idea. But for me, anyway, for, you know, my stake in this is more about using it as a tool, but not having it use you.
And children will never be able to use it as a tool if they don't have other experiences.
Well, also if they don't have other examples. And that's the thing. They mirror your behavior. So if you want your children to be screen free, I mean, we should, you know, I should be doing an adult picture book and have it distributed to parents. You know, that they follow our lead.
Dan Yaccarino, children's book author and illustrator. We recommend his Doug Unplugged. Susan Lynn, director of the Campaign for Commercial-Free Childhood. And Susan, Dan, we have to break out our special party hats for Screen-Free Week.
Yay.
Well, I just want to tell kids to turn off, tune in, and unplug.
Thank you. And Drainsville Elementary School in Herndon, Virginia is doing that, just that. They're screen-free this week. Congrats. Avid Bookstore in Athens, Georgia is scheduling screen-free events. A toy store in Alaska is holding Crafter Noons. They're roller skating in Fort Wayne. We will link you to a site where you can click on and find a screen-free event in your area. But, of course, you'll be clicking on. So get right off and go roller skate. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again. Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.